This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Wildfire gets bigger.
The largest fire in the history of the state of Texas.
Airdropping humanitarian supplies.
Aid flowing to Gaza is nowhere nearly enough.
New CDC guidelines.
We've seen a sustained decrease in hospitalizations and deaths from COVID.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Peter King. The most destructive fire in Texas history is also the second biggest ever in the U.S. The Smokehouse Creek Fire in the Texas Panhandle has grown to more than 1.1 million acres. Governor Greg Abbott.
There are about 400 to 500 structures that have been destroyed.
CBS's Jason Allen.
In Fritch, Ryan Hightower says she and her family almost didn't make it out of their house in time.
We no longer got off of our street that the entire street was engulfed.
Her home is among dozens that burned to the ground just in Fritch. And the danger is not over yet as firefighters continue to battle the flames helped temporarily by snow and freezing temperatures.
At least two deaths are attributed to the fire. Until now, most of the humanitarian aid to Gaza has been coming in by truck. And President Biden says the U.S. and allies will try something else.
In the coming days, we're going to join with our friends in Jordan and others in providing airdrops of additional food and supply.
The White House says the Pentagon is working to identify safe zones for airdrops near areas that need supplies the most, but without hitting anyone on the ground. The judge overseeing Georgia's election interference case against Donald Trump says he'll have a decision within 2 weeks on whether DA Fani Willis should be disqualified because of an affair with her co-prosecutor. Trump's attorneys say she's undermined the case. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
What the defense is arguing here is that an appearance problem alone is enough. And obviously that would be beneficial for them, not having to prove that there was an actual conflict. Whereas the state wants to say, no, you have to prove an actual conflict.
Near Moscow. Supporters chanting the name of dissident Alexei Navalny outside the church where his funeral was held. Thousands of mourners were there despite warnings from the Kremlin and a heavy police presence. In Denver, a paramedic has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for criminally negligent homicide. He administered a drug that was blamed for killing a black man in police custody 5 years ago. And Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a Democratic lawsuit to throw out the state's congressional maps, which were redrawn after a previous ruling by the same court. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 91 points. Now this.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The CDC is simplifying its guidance on COVID, RSV, the flu, and severe colds based on symptoms rather than a firm number of days to stay at home. Kaiser Family Foundation's Dr. Celine Gounder says they include
staying home when you're sick for all of these different viral respiratory infections and not returning to work or school or the community until your symptoms are improving and you're fever-free for at least 24 hours, or if you didn't have a fever, at least until your symptoms are improving.
An accident in Louisville, Kentucky leaves a big rig dangling from the Clark Memorial Bridge over the Ohio River. Fire Chief Brian O'Neill says his crews were able to get the driver out of the cab.
It took our crews approximately 40 minutes to set up a rope system, put somebody over the edge, rappel down to her, hook her up with a similar safety harness, and get her back out and to safety.
And he says that she wasn't seriously hurt. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. It's been several weeks since he was convicted in the shooting death of a woman who was in an SUV that drove into his driveway by mistake. Now an upstate New York man is headed to prison for 25 years to life. Washington County, New York Judge Adam Michelini, as he sentenced Kevin Monahan.
Any remorse you have isn't for the harm you've caused. The only regret you have is that you're finally facing the consequences for your actions. You murdered Kaylin Gillis. You shot at a car full of people, and you didn't care what would happen, and you repeatedly lied about it.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has vetoed a bill that would have prohibited children under 16 from using social media. DeSantis has said he's uncomfortable with language, says he expects lawmakers to write a better version that supports parents' rights in making the decision. The bill he vetoed would have created one of the country's strictest laws on teens and social media. Legislative session ends next week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
More evidence that climate change is costly.
Ski areas in the U.S. alone have lost $5 billion in business from 2000 to 2019 as a result of human-caused climate change, according to a new study. Auden Schendler with Aspen One, a ski and hospitality company, says those in the outdoors industry need to do something.
It's 40 million people. That could be a social movement that drives politicians to act.
The study estimates annual ski industry losses could rise to $1 billion by the 2050s if emissions that are causing warming aren't reduced. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
At this time tomorrow, three astronauts and a cosmonaut will suit up for launch to the International Space Station. Three of the four are rookies. The lone veteran, Dr. Michael Barrett, will celebrate his 65th birthday during his 6-month day in space. And that's the World News Roundup Late Edition, Friday, March 1st. Broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special. Tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app
or on Apple Podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.